It's a delight for me to introduce this evening's speaker, whom I first had the pleasure of meeting at the Mont Pelerin Society meeting in Scotland at St. Andrews almost 2 years ago, and whom I afterwards saw in London, where he resides with his wife, where he was educated at the London School of Economics, from which he received his PhD in economics, and being a man of very curious accomplishments, where he has served as a labor member of the Greater London City Council and also as the chairman of their equivalent Ways and Means Committee. And I think he set an excellent example for members of his party by resigning from that position in protest over the profligate spending that was taking place in London. Dr. Haesler comes to this country as a guest of the Heritage Foundation. He is the distinguished visiting fellow there and also a visiting professor at Georgetown University. He, in a recent month, has been subsidizing Amtrak, or rather I should say Amtrak has been subsidizing him, as he has taken trains across the United States to deliver lectures at various universities and groups. He has among his credentials a number of distinguished publications, several books, the Gaitskellites, A Study of the British Labour Party, another book, The Death of British Democracy, and most recently, Eurocommunism, jointly authored with Professor Roy Godson from Georgetown University. I overheard a remark that President Carter greeted the Venezuelan people in impeccable and flawless Spanish, which was a remarkable feat for a man who cannot speak impeccable and flawless English. Dr. Haesler follows in that great tradition of Englishmen like Winston Churchill, who have shunned the foreign tongues and who has perfected his mastery of his native tongue, which we were given some ample evidence of a month or several months ago when he addressed the regional meeting of the Philadelphia Society in Alexandria, Virginia. And I'm sure we will shortly be provided with even more ample evidence as he addresses us on the subject of A Social Democrat Looks at Europe. Dr. Haesler.